FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Officials in Kwadukuza have encouraged the business community on the North Coast to join forces and turn the local economy in an upward trajectory. Mayor Muzingidi was in Ballito today to engage with businesses there. Municipal spokesperson Sfiso Zulu says the mayor has urged them to help build an inclusive economy.
In Kwadukuza, you will see that clearly. When you are on the N2, on the one side of the freeway, you can see that the first economy, where the living standards are up to scratch. And then on the other side, you see that this is the second economy. So engagement with the business community, one of the things the mayor indicated is that we need to talk about localization, community beneficiation, so that if there is a development that is going on, how do local communities benefit?
KZN Treasury says the provincial government is paying almost 600 million rand a year towards data and airtime costs for officials. MEC Francois Rogers says it's a concerning amount. Provincial Treasury spokesperson Nkosi Kona Duma says a preliminary probe has also revealed some of the costs may be duplications.
MEC Rogers has requested the KZN Treasury team to launch an investigation into this matter because we need to stop all the unnecessary leakages of public funds. As a government of provincial unity, we have prioritized job creation, the fight against poverty and inequality, as well as building a sustainable economy. The possibility that millions of rands are being gratuitously spent on airtime and data does not bode well for this mission.
A European Environment Watchdog says it's found that more than 500,000 children on that continent are having reading difficulties because of excessive noise. The European Environment Agency says in a new study that 1 in 5 people there were exposed to above recommended noise levels. The agency says noise was responsible for almost 60,000 cases of behavioral disorders every year in the country studied. Among under 18s, it can lead to cognitive issues and be linked to anxiety. And finally, two students from a martial arts school in Durban have come out on top after participating in a competition in Taiwan. Jordan Null and Zane Atkinson from the Chinese Martial Arts and Healthcare Center, or rather Health Center, were among hundreds of Kung Fu students at the Chang Hong Bay Expo and tournament in Taipei. The event, which concluded this week, saw students from nearly 20 schools from Taiwan, Australia and South Africa being judged in different martial arts categories. Jordan came first in the weapons form.
The name of the form is Hong Minjin, and then just to elaborate on the weapon, it is a double-edged straight sword that we use in quite a few forms in our system of martial arts. This is the first tournament that I've participated in. To put it simply, it was really overwhelming, but also strangely calming.
Zane, who came first in the fist form, has described the tournament as a celebration of the martial arts community.
This was the 35th annual expo. And more importantly, it was like the 40th anniversary for our Chang Hong system. For me, the biggest takeaway was maybe not the awards so much, but rather the experience being able to meet and perform with other martial artists has shown me that we're part of a much larger family.
Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Sharks understand how big the challenge of playing the Leicester Tigers at Wilford Road is going to be. Ruben Amorim going to make the most of what he's got before thinking about buying new players for Man United. And Andy Sullivan is the early round one leader at the Alfred Dunhill Championship.